Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Early Intervention Collection. It's titled, Identifying Mental Health Disorders in Children, and is written by me, Sherry Medini. When I worked for a mental health nonprofit, I loved working with the little kids. I had the opportunity to work one-on-one with children as young as 3 years old who were displaying concerning symptoms, and it was incredibly rewarding to watch their progress. When these very young children came to us, we were able to teach them coping skills from such a young age that they became a part of who they were, and their future became much brighter. Early intervention makes a world of difference in the world of mental health, but unfortunately, it is not sought out often enough. 50% of adult mental disorders emerge by age 14. 13 to 20% of children in the U.S. experience a mental health disorder in any given year. Only 1 in 5 of these children will receive treatment. These very serious concerns are going undetected for two main reasons. One, parents tend to downplay concerning behaviors and believe that their child will grow out of them. And two, healthcare providers need to screen for mental health disorders more regularly. The good news is that primary care doctors and teachers are paying closer attention to these issues, and they need the parents to partner with them in uncovering what will be best for their children. We do link to an article on our site, adorethem.com, in the Early Intervention Collection, where we highlight a few key things that primary care providers can do to help identify mental health disorders in children. Such things include observing a child over time so that new and abnormal behaviors and development can be recognized, implementing screenings and engaging in parental education to recognize early potential threats to a child's well-being, developing ongoing relationships that will help families overcome any hesitancy to seek out mental health care, and referring children to the right specialists to help with more complex mental health problems, and then following up and coordinating care throughout that process. As a parent, it is important to be very involved in this process as well. It is important to talk to your family care provider about concerns that you may be having about your child. You are the person who knows your child best, and you are the one that will be able to detect if something seems to be a little out of the ordinary. The good news is that the earlier you tackle an issue, the easier it is to treat and move past it. If you are not sure which behaviors are a normal part of development and which ones are cause for concern, you can refer to a comprehensive resource that we also have available through our website. If you head to adorethem.com/early-intervention, or click that link that's right in our description here of this episode, you'll be able to find the article and this link that we are talking about. The resource that we're referring to is called A Practical Guide to Child and Adolescent Mental Health Screening, Early Intervention, and Health Promotion. This information will provide a good base of knowledge and understanding, but it is also critical to find a primary care provider that values the importance of mental health and is willing to advocate for your child and your family as a whole. Look into options sooner rather than later, and your whole family will benefit from it. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.